Let me tell you about Moo.com. Promo code Drinking Bros. Gonna get you 20% off your first order over there. Did you know there's an online cannabis store that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. Whether that's the magic mind gummies for deep work and creativity, the PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings, or their sexual euphoria gummies to help you feel ready for the action at every turn. And touch into a full body experience over there. Listen, I love the night-night gummies, as I call them, the sleepy time gummies. I take, right now they're 15 milligrams. I cut it in half, and I take half a night. 15 minutes, dude, you are gone. I've never had anything like it. 15, 20 minutes tops, and I'm out. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days, gas stations, whatever. Mood's functional gummies, though, combine premium federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. Plus, Texas Governor Abbott just said it was all right to get these shipped through the mail. He vetoed the bill down here. Thank God. So order from mood.com today. Use that promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off your first order. Everything ships discreetly right to your front door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the promo code Drinking Bros. So head on over to mood.com. Find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. Don't forget to use the promo code Drinking Bros when you check out to save 20% off your first order.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros. Kids, how lucky can one guy be, D'Anthony? Wow, did you watch the game last night?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Well, at least that part of it.
That part, Aaron Judge, first at bat, second game of the doubleheader, hit number 62 last night. Now, we're going to the game today, this afternoon, to catch his final ball, which will be worth a shit ton of money.
Yep.
And I feel confident that we're going to do it. 62 was nice. Now, they're estimating that ball is worth, at a minimum, $2 million. Mm-hmm. Maximum 3.5. The guy's name was it Steven? What was it, Bob? Bowman's? Brahmins?
Corey Yeomans.
Not even close.
Or maybe Yeomans.
That's it. Corey Yeomans. That's it. Corey Yeomans was the guy's name. Now, I got a lot of DMs last night because we've been talking about this all week, and everybody was like, hey, dude, wasn't that the section you guys are sitting in for your tickets?
Yeah.
Because you guys announced it on the show. Yes, that's the exact section, section 31. Now, the guy who caught it was in row 1, seat 3. Mm-hmm. Now, we were in row 5. Obviously, I would have moved down to the aisle and probably dove last night.
Yeah, we'll launch that dude into the fucking outfield somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of which, there was a fan last night who went for it all.
Yeah, you can find that on Twitter, Bob. I mean,
pull up that clip on Twitter.
He was, it's and in that stadium too. Because if you recall, I think, what was it, like 2008 or something? Josh Hamilton was throwing a ball to a fan in the outfield. Yeah. The guy fell to his death.
Different stadium.
Different stadium,
oh, yeah, this is
but
Globe
same.
Life. True,
this is
yeah.
Globe Life. This is the new one. But homeboy launches himself over the railing last night.
Here we go.
Here we go.
So pop up that right clip. About here.
And, whoa!
Yeah, you want to rewind that? Look at this guy. Jesus.
Well, I thought it was a
now,
dead body.
No, he went like feet first too, so I think he thought it was going into the bullpen and he was going to go down there and try and snag it.
Yeah.
But I feel like they would just take it away from you if you did that.
Well, so I have a theory, right? Like, I laugh my ass off and I still laugh my ass off seeing this clip because it looks so violent and like 9/11-ish in this clip where it's like, oh, we're just, that's it. We're going to jump off the building, right? That's what that looked like. But with this guy, the more and more I watched this last night, I'm convinced he did it on purpose because the last ball landed in the bullpen. Yep. And people were asking me, like, hey, what's the rules on that if that guy would have got the ball jumping into the bullpen and everything else? He gets to keep it, but he's arrested with it.
Fair.
And that's worth it, right?
But that's not even the bullpen.
Oh, it's not.
No, that's like the.
It's just some dead space between the fans and the wall.
It's like it's for the grounds crew to drive tractors and shit out. I think.
So is it concrete back there?
Probably.
Because then you're breaking an ankle. Probably.
No, you just got to do a PLF, a parachute landing fall. Keep your feet and knees together, right? And you hit your 5 points of contact.
Yeah,
that's it.
So everything that you just mentioned, he definitely didn't.
No, he flailed his legs towards the ground. He might be dead, to be honest.
When you see that image over and over again, it's so fucking good, but I respect it. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't make fun of that guy last night. I respect it. It's a minimum of $2 million. You got to make that jump. And the reason why is a lot of people don't catch the ball.
Yeah.
So if it hit that guy's glove, it would have gone straight down right to where homeboy was. Now, granted, he probably would have had to, dive roll over to get it?
Low crawl, you mean? Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. The ball bounces in weird ways when it goes into the stand sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's just a lot of jagged edges, I guess. So I don't know if you can really track it. It really is his luck.
Well, sort of, right? So if you cut off the stadium, which we did, and like when I examine this, because oddly enough, this is the third time this has happened to me. Mm-hmm. I'll recap because I said on RPR the other day. I was at the game after. I had tickets to the game after McGuire broke the record. Mm-hmm. Just missed that. I had tickets to the game before Bonds broke the record. Mm-hmm. Just missed that. And then today, hopefully, we'll be there for the last ball. But if not, I will have been there the day after this. And it's just a stroke of bad luck. But I did pick the exact section. And my thought was, all right, if it's for $2 million to $3 million, how do we cut this off, right? Mm-hmm. And I think, Bob, what would you guess in our section in left field? What are your chances down to 3,000 people, you think?
No, not even that much. Like, it's
so. I think you guys are about at the end, not the very end, but I don't think he's hitting it more than seven rows.
No.
So you're fifth row. And then, I don't know. So there's probably a couple hundred people.
Let's call it 10. I think most of those rows have, 23 seats?
Yes.
So it's like 230 people.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. And that section, right? And so the reason I chose row five was it was kind of splitting the difference. Mm-hmm. You could, and I've done this before, you can genuinely dive over a couple rows, or you can hop off the seat and go back a couple rows. And I kind of split the difference on it. And I know this sounds psychotic, but I love it. And if you have a shot at a couple million dollars like that, go down the street and do it. A lot of people also hit me up and said, hey, you guys own a ticketing website, drinkingbrostickets.com, which is true. They were like, could you buy last night's tickets? The answer is yes, you could have. So I looked at last night's tickets on our site to see how much they were. And keep in mind, these are resale from other people, not us. We're just a resale site. So whoever puts them up on StubHub or Ticketmaster, all that shit, it's the same. The only thing you can kind of control in the back end is the fees. So we take $10 off the fees and like StubHub. But those tickets in that section for, what was his name? Corey Yeomans. were $951 yesterday on our site and then StubHub and everywhere else. So if you look at that number that Bob said and that you said, mm-hmm. you're looking at 200, roughly, let's call it 250 people. You essentially bought a lottery ticket for $1,000.
I mean, here, right? look at here's the layout of last night.
Okay.
Full screen here.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I'm gonna take the mouse here along where I kind of think it ends in terms of.
Yes. So what was she? I mean, it might be under 200, Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the guy who did it was he's a VP for an investment banking firm.
He's got a good life. So he's vice president at Fisher Investments, which manages $197 billion.
Right. So I by the way, I want to correct this because this was on last night's. I heard he's VP of the branch in Dallas, not of the entire.
Oh yeah,
company.
He's a vice president at Fisher Investments.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. But at the branch itself, which is. Quite a drastic change. Now, look, he's making a good chunk of money every year. But more importantly, let's check out his wife, because this is where I learned because somebody put his name up, and then the confirmation came last night from his wife on Twitter, who is a complete smoke show. And she's a reporter for the Dallas Cowboys. That is her right there.
It's her with Corey.
Yep. Look at that. Is she on a private jet right there?
Well,
is she on a PJ?
Yeah, she's on a PJ here. Just having a good time.
Oh, man.
By the way, I want everyone to know that this home run was hit at a Rangers game, right? So what you're looking at here is Dallas. This is just a Dallas life.
Man, how lucky can one guy get?
Yeah, they probably have some stock or some shares in the local fucking mega church as well.
Yeah, right? yeah. It's Osteen's.
Based on he's in Houston, but based on the look and the feel of this, sure. I feel like they might be heavily invested in scamming people for money.
Oh yeah,
there's at least a very good chance that she and he have like posted something online that's like just praise Christ and then done cocaine in the same day.
Well, look, through Christ everything is possible.
There's nothing in the Bible about doing cocaine, brother.
Yeah, Jesus didn't know about coke, did he?
I mean, he's
if he did, that'd be a whole different book.
Allegedly knew everything.
Yeah, well, I mean, I didn't remember reading cocaine in the Bible.
Well, the book of Revelation, right? A lot of scholars think, so John, when he wrote it, was in exile on an island, I think it's called Patmos, P-A-T-M-O-S or something like that, and there's quite a bit of fucking psilocybin mushrooms there.
So really?
A lot of scholars think that he was just tripping his ass off the whole time he was writing that book.
Could be.
Would explain...
all of the things.
Like fire, lakes of fire and shit like that.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Now, if you're watching on YouTube, if you're not, subscribe, hit that bell button, and then slide over the notifications in your phone, brother, so you can go live with us. If she looks familiar, she was on The Bachelor season 22. There she is. Season 22 of The Bachelor, and they're doing all the things. Now, people were bitching online last night that it should have gone to a poor hot dog vendor or someone else. Let's face it, a poor hot dog vendor can't afford $1,000 a ticket.
No.
We all know what those tickets cost, and that's what it was. So that also limits your options.
Takes money to make money.
Yes. So he did it, and congratulations. Also, the catch was a hell of a catch. I mean, he leaned over two people, and he had to snare that thing. It's not like it came directly to him. So it was a hell of a catch. And even Aaron Judge after the game acknowledged it, and he goes, dude, that guy, that was a hell of a catch. He deserves to do whatever he wants with
it. I'm a little surprised there wasn't more of a scuffle, to be honest.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you about. Do you think it's because it was Texas? Because, like, we saw the New York one, and that was an all-out scrum. But this was Texas, and it's like it's Ranger fans.
I guess. I don't know. I mean, that ball is worth a lot of money. I figure if you, unless you're a season ticket holder or just happened to for some reason months ago, like literally like 6 months ago, probably bought those tickets for the last game of the season or whatever the series, you probably paid some money for that shit, right?
Yeah. Well, it was an odd situation because it was a doubleheader. So what happens on those is there's a game at 1 and then there's a game at 7. But they are combined tickets. So it depends on who stayed. I don't know if you've sat at a doubleheader at a Major League Baseball stadium, but you know, if you're going with kids or somebody else, like that's like a fucking 10-hour day at the ballpark. So not a lot of people might stick around for that second game. And it looked like one of the rows behind him was partially empty. Either way, he did field three offers last night of over $2 million. And I'm sure he's going to sell that ball.
Sure, yeah. I mean, I would talk to Aaron Judge directly and be like, why don't you give me some points on your next contract?
How much do you think that's worth?
Instead of a flat fee. He's going to sign probably like a $400 million contract, if I had to guess.
Yeah, probably.
Give me 2 points on that.
And now people were bitching last night. I was watching, I flipped over to Baseball Tonight afterwards to watch the post-game footage. There was one of the announcers was staunch in saying, hey, this is the real home run record. We're going to fucking recognize this, and the steroid bullshit doesn't count.
Who was it?
It was a white man. He was on the far left.
Carl Ravitch, maybe?
No. He wasn't famous. Like, I'd never seen him before. Mm. He had a real deep voice as well. And whoever was covering the game at the stadium said the same thing, but then Harold Reynolds was next to him. Mm. And Harold Reynolds was like, no, we're not going to forget what Bonds did and everything else. To me, this is the most impressive.
Are we sure Roger Maris was clean?
Yeah.
Are we sure? Well, let's look at the stats real quick.
Mickey Mantle wasn't.
Really?
I mean, he was on amphetamines, but everybody was back then, I guess.
Well, Mickey Mantle was on amphetamines because he was so fucking hungover every day that he was going to die.
Yeah. Well, he was getting like amphetamine shot into his leg and shit.
Yeah. I mean, he was near death most of his career.
But yeah, I think Maris had one other season with more than 30 home runs or something like that.
He had three 30 home run seasons, including the 61 homer.
There were seasons, though, where he had like single digit home runs.
Yeah. And it was weird, too, because if you watch any of the documentaries and shit on this, it's like people were already talking about him and Mantle going for the record that year before the season even started.
Right. Like, right.
I mean, it's 1961.
Mm-hmm.
And you have two guys in your team both going for 61, right? And then yesterday, the record gets broken with 62, 61 years after the first one.
Right.
I mean, that's like, I'm going to get too far in the weeds here, but that's all seeming pretty dicked up to me.
Here's what else is weird is when they showed the picture last night of the home run leaders, it was Ruth, Yankee, Maris, Yankee, Judge, Yankee, all in a row. And didn't they all play right field, Bob? Or am I tripping?
Yeah.
Maris did, and I guess Ruth did. I mean, there was no DH back then.
Right,
so.
Right. And then Judge, but either way. And I think that's also what makes that ball more valuable, especially to Yankees fans. They'll pay top dollar for that fucking thing. And three offers last night. Of $2 million plus.
It's too bad Steinbrenner's not still around.
Oh, man.
Like, he would pay $20 million
for that
ball.
Fuck yeah, he would. Fuck yeah, he would. I wonder if you're a Yankees fan. Do you take season tickets behind the plate for the rest of your life? Or that $2 million?
No.
Do you know how much the season tickets are behind that fucking plate?
Maybe $20,000 a year?
No. They're about, so each seat is about $1,200 a piece per game. So, I don't know.
Let's do the math.
Yeah. You got 81 games. I sat in them. I took Jessie for we were in New York for our anniversary. She's a Yankees fan, so we went and I sat in those seats. Not at that price. Obviously, we have a
that would be
company, so we're able to knock that down.
That'd be about 21 years worth of one seat.
Okay.
No, I would not do that.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. But those seats are nice. If you're a diehard Yankees fan, we're not, so I don't really give a shit.
I mean, I guess you could sell them.
Yeah, if you wanted to. Go to the games you want, sell them, do whatever you want. But I'd rather have that upfront money, dog, especially during a recession. Mm-hmm. I think Homeboy will end up selling this. But it was fun to watch last night. I enjoyed it. And it brought back memories of Maguire and Sosa and those guys. And it was cool to see.
Well, every other year that something like this has happened, there's been more than one guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Who's the closest to him? Who's behind him?
Trout?
No,
what's his name from the Phillies?
Schwarber.
Schwarber.
Yeah, I think so.
Is he close to 50?
No.
He's like 38.
A massive gap. Oh, and almost,
no, he's got 46.
It's an almost Ruthian gap, to be quite honest.
46 isn't bad. He's only, what, 15 behind?
16.
16 behind?
16, yeah. Schwarber, Alonso have 40. Riley's at 38. But, I mean, there's no one else close to Judge.
No. No. What a crazy year, though. Mm-hmm. And we'll be there today. If he sits, I'm going to be so pissed off about it. We'll just turn the car around at that point. Mm-hmm. We'll be checking updates on the phone on the drive there.
I can't imagine. I mean, I think he wants to hit more, and they also have a first-round bye in the playoffs, so I don't think they would sit him.
I don't either.
They may give him, like, two at-bats or three at-bats and then sit him. But
yeah, and he'll probably DH. He said last night during the press conference that he wanted to play, but he said that's up to the manager. Let's face it. If Judge wants to play, he's going to fucking play. Who's the manager? Is it Boone? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is Aaron Boone? Yeah. Yeah. He's going to fucking play him. So I think you're good on that. Yeah. Fun times. Not so fun for Tom Brady, by the way. He's getting divorced with Giselle. They've hired divorce attorneys. Yikes, dude. Yikes.
I mean, we all saw that coming, right?
I didn't think it was going to go down. I didn't think it was going to go down.
I don't know if this is just like propaganda or behind the scenes messaging, but what keeps being said is that it's not football related. There's something else going on. I don't, not like infidelity or anything. I think it's maybe she's just sick of his bullshit or vice versa. I don't know.
She wants to eat a carb or sugar or something. Like she's tired of fucking avocado ice cream.
I think she might have looked at the long term. I know, Justin had chatted about this a little bit on RPR, but I think she probably looked at the long term and was just like, all right, so let's say he plays another couple of years. Mm-hmm. Their kids are getting older. I have kids. Yes, you're going to miss out on all that time. Mm-hmm. You're not going to win a Super Bowl. I don't think Brady's winning a Super Bowl this year.
Who knows? It's week four.
It is, but they don't look great right now. And well, there's a lot of injuries.
Evans is back. He looked good this week. Godwin is kind of getting back into shape. I don't know. If they need to like sign OBJ or somebody, you know.
Well, they got Julio Jones. He just hasn't been healthy.
He's not been healthy in years.
I don't know that OBJ is completely healthy yet, or else he would have signed with somebody. I know he met with the Giants the other day, but I think she might have looked at it of like, all right, he's 45. He's missed most of his kids' life already. The kids are getting older. Who was the oldest that he was kissing on the mouth? Remember that one where he was getting a massage and his son kissed him on the mouth for like...
What a sentence.
But it was 5 seconds, Bob. That was a 5 second kiss on the mouth.
Benjamin? Is it Ben?
I don't know.
Ben? Because the other one's with Moynihan. I don't think he kissed Moynihan's kid.
The illegitimate one, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Out of wedlock. That one was... and if you can show a picture of Tom Brady kissing his son on the massage table like that, that'd be great. Just so the audience can see, it's not for me. It's for you guys. And I think if you haven't seen this at home, you need to.
Didn't he do the same thing to Robert Kraft?
No, Kraft did that to the other person. Mm. Yeah. No free ads. Okay? We don't do that here, Bob. We don't do that.
I know. I just wanted to get video instead of picture.
If really Liberty wants to pay us, we'll do it. But no, dude. Otherwise, no free ads. All right. So there we go. Pop it up. Pop it up. He's getting a massage. Is that an Asian? Not sure. Tom Brady's just relaxing. Looks like an Asian man. Very nice fingers. Look at that. Oh, he's really working those joints, isn't he? It's a deep tissue massage. All right, so that kid looks like he's, what, 10? Oh, boy, it was a long kiss. It's a long kiss there. Well, it always goes back for another one?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Whoa! Way, way too long, okay? That is you're creeped out. I don't think you knew the second one had come. I didn't know the second one was coming.
He told him to come back for more.
So the son that he kissed twice on the mouth for more than 5 seconds apiece is probably 13, 14 now at this point, maybe a little older. She probably looked at it and was just like, dude, you've missed all the kids' lives.
Yeah.
You're going to play for, what, 2 more years maybe? And then you're going to go and do this Fox deal for 10 years at $375 million. Now, when you travel like that, Kirk Herbstreit is a great Instagram account to follow if you want to see what that's like traveling to every game on the weekend. You're gone for 3 days. You're on a private jet. You're there. Then you got to study all the shit. You're going to miss all the weekends. You're going to miss all the sports, all the things. And that gets tough.
That's just covering the game.
Correct.
That's not like playing it.
Yeah.
It's way worse.
So playing it, you're out. I think Tuesdays is the only day they really have off because they practice Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday off travel day, Sunday game day. Monday morning they fly back, or usually Sunday night, depending upon what time the game is. And then you're back at it again, and that schedule is aggressive for most of the season. And then you have, what, a couple months off during the off season. That's about it. But usually you got to train and work out and all that stuff.
Well, I mean, Brady's usually back in the gym pretty quickly.
Right. But the kids are out of school at that point.
Yeah.
You're kind of missing their entire lives. A lot of people talk about this in Drinking Bros Dads. It's a private group on Facebook, if you want to join it. Because a lot of dads have this question of whether or not they work too much and aren't spending enough time with their kids. I'm sure that had to have been a factor where she was just like, fuck you, bro. Not only are you out for the next 2 years, but then the next 10 on top of that. So you're going to miss the next 12 years. And then what the fuck am I going to do? Because she's got to be, what, in her 40s, right? Bob, how old is Giselle?
Yeah.
She's probably 45, I would guess, 46 maybe?
She is 42.
42. All right. So by the time he finishes playing and that Fox deal ends, she'll be 56 years old. And she's rich as fuck on her own. She's probably like, bro, I want to enjoy the second half of my life in Europe and do some fun shit. I don't want to be toting around with you and the Fox robot for the next 10 years. Like, I don't want to do that bullshit. I'm out of here.
I mean, I don't. I honestly don't understand why he's still doing it.
I don't either.
It's getting kind of. It's starting to feel, not that his performance is that bad, but it's starting to feel like Fat Elvis. You know what I mean?
Later in life,
yeah. It's just like, you did it all, dude. It's time to fucking pack it up.
Well, at least with Elvis, there was an excuse. Like, he needed the fucking money, so he had to work that off because of debts of his father and then bad management.
But that's kind of the point, is to fucking work hard for a while so you don't have to work hard anymore.
Yes.
Right? Yep. Then you can, like, do other things that challenge you and shit, but you don't want to be grinding yourself to fucking dust.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I just don't. Especially in football. Like, I know he hasn't been hit a lot during his career, but still, that sucks, man.
Would you, let me ask you this. Would you have even taken that Fox deal for $375 million if you were already worth, what is he worth, $300, $400 million already?
I mean, I think that would be a good, I think that's a good, he should have done that already. Right? That's a way, sure. Like, I think, I don't know how good he's going to be. Right? I mean, he's, we finally saw a little bit of his personality over the last couple of years, but it's a good way to stay close to the game without it being a 7 day a week situation. You know what I mean?
Right. Because
if you're playing or coaching, it's 7 days a week. Well, you might have an off day during the week, but that's not real. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're Kyler Murray, then you have like three off days a week. but yeah, like, even if he just did what Herb Street does, that's 3 days a week. I think that would be one better for him personally, and probably a better compromise for the fan. But look, he's going to do what he wants.
Yeah. And he clearly is. And I'm sure, again, if you look at the years, that would put her at like 56 by the time all this bullshit's over.
Yeah, like, you,
I don't think she wants to fucking deal with that.
But they've both been gallivanting around the world for 20 years now to make a fortune.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking, it's, you're all set, bud.
Yeah.
But I don't know what it is. Maybe it's something psychological. Maybe he's like,
or he just wants to win.
Maybe, I don't know. I mean, go join the fucking senior golf. Go back to college. Play golf in college or some shit.
Go back to Michigan.
I mean? I don't know.
I think his eligibility's up.
There's a lot of ways to compete. You know what I mean? Compete with your kids.
Pickleball.
Yeah. Oh.
Get on that pickleball circuit,
LeBron
dog.
James owns that now.
I heard. Fucking A, dude.
It's him and Draymond and some other dudes.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. CBS has got a deal for it. That court here at Dreamland, that's going to be one of the featured ones.
Yeah.
They did the live show on ESPN from there. Ben Affleck and those guys were there. Next up here, Kevin Spacey is finally heading to trial for one of these fucking sex things, dude, in New York.
I thought he paid all these people off.
That's what I thought, too. So, well, most of them died. Did you hear about that? three of them died.
Yeah.
And it's super strange occurrences. One was like in a car crash. Bob, find out how these Kevin Spacey guys died. One was in a car crash.
Monkeypox.
I think one was like a heart attack. I mean, it was exactly like his character on House of Cards. Oh, shit. This is Anthony Rapp. Ah. God damn it, dude. I know him. You know him. He was in Dazed and Confused. He's a very big Broadway actor.
Yeah, he was in Rent, I think, both stage and screen.
Oh, he was the one that fucks the young, the freshman girl in Dazed and Confused. Yeah. So. Yeah, pop a picture up of Anthony Rapp real quick.
So how
right,
can we,
he was 14 And he was the first one that got touched by Kevin Spacey.
Yeah. So Bean, former Norwegian royal, accused Kevin Spacey of sexual assault in 2017. He killed himself, not long after that. Let's see what else. There is... I'll find the other two dudes.
Yeah, so he killed himself? All right.
Yeah.
I think one was a car crash in Italy or something like that. All super bizarre circumstances. I didn't know this was Anthony Rapp in this trial. Dude, now we got some fucking actors on
the other one was
on
never
the stand.
Yeah, the other one was never named. Just went by John Doe.
Okay.
An anonymous massage therapist died just 1 month before his lawsuit against the actor was set to go to trial.
Wow.
Yeah.
But this, all right, now we're getting somewhere with Anthony Rapp, because now you got two great actors who are going to take this stand. Mm. This thing's fucking televised. This would be better than anything on Netflix. So with this one, I remember this one. This was the first one that kicked Spacey off, like, for good, like, that canceled him. So this was, I believe, Anthony Rapp said he was 14 years old. Kevin Spacey was 26 or 27. God, this happened in, I think, 1986, which is a long time to go back. I thought there was maybe a statute of limitations, but I don't know how that works.
Yeah, I don't either. In some states, I think there are, but I don't know if there's a federal rule for that. I have no idea.
Because you're looking at 37 years? Shit, dude.
It's a while, yeah.
And what did he say? So he's facing first a series of sexual abuse claims dating back to the 80s. The case focuses on accusations by Rapp, who 5 years ago publicly accused Spacey of sexual assault when he was a teenager. Wow, dude. Let's see. Yeah, it was 1986 at a Manhattan party. And he's saying he was 14, Spacey was 26 or 27. And the charges themselves are of battery and intentional infliction of emotional distress and of sexual assault. Oh, I'm sorry. Not claims of sexual assault. And Rapp is asking for $40 million in punitive and compensatory.
Compensatory. Yeah, he's so it wasn't sexual assault. He got it. His feelings hurt, and he's suing for $40 million?
Yeah, it says...
It's got to be more complicated than that.
Intentional infliction of emotional distress.
Yeah, there's got to be, like, some pretty...
They've got it. Here it is in the thing. So, according to Rapp, he said Spacey was visibly intoxicated. He picked him up, placed him on a bed, climbed on top of him, and made sexual advances on him in a Manhattan apartment.
So like Austin Powers, the first one.
Yeah.
Oops, I fell over, but.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's pretty clear that Kevin Spacey's a piece of shit, right? Maybe not. I don't know.
Well, so here was Spacey's statement, and this was on...
Because didn't one of the guys, like the 19-year-old, retract his statement, the guy that was a bartender or whatever?
He did, but there was also a financial settlement there. So whatever that was, it was to go away. And that kid got popped because there was a video on his own phone, on Snapchat, where he was recording the encounter. And he was making out with Kevin Spacey for two minutes.
So he was like trying to set him up or whatever? Or what do you think that was?
I think he was just a young gay kid who, during the time that this happened, was just like, let's go for some cash.
Yeah.
And was probably afraid to come out to his parents or something. Like, who knows? It was weird. But Spacey did put a statement on Twitter that could fuck this up. So after this happened 5 years ago, he said, if I did behave then, as he describes, then I owe him the sincerest apology for what would have been deeply inappropriate drunken behavior, and I'm sorry for the feelings he describes having carried with him all these years.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably not the best way to handle that situation.
No. So they're probably going to use that against him.
I mean, it's not... You can... Yeah. It's all theater.
Are we defending Kevin Spacey right now?
No.
Okay, checking.
I don't know what the fuck happened there, but it sounds like if your answer to that question isn't, I would never do something like that, regardless of how, like,
Yes.
I've consumed quite a bit of alcohol in my day,
mm-hmm.
and nothing like that's ever happened.
Man,
it's not even like, I feel like that might bite him, yeah.
They said he touched his buttocks while picking him up and then placing him on the bed, when he was a 14-year-old child. Now, when you say it like that, obviously.
Well, that's what happened.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, this will end up being a movie, and he'll play himself. maybe they'll both play themselves.
You know, Spacey's doing a movie in Italy right now.
They don't care over there.
They don't care here. I've heard through the grapevine that he's got probably 20, 30 offers for movies. Nothing yet that would be of interest of him coming back to the screen on his part. He's just in like the scripts. Now,
maybe he's trying not to add to his net worth before he loses a huge lawsuit, too.
Maybe. But the other part of this is the Italian director for the movie he agreed to do was like one of the best in Italy. So like it is a respected director and a respectable film. And let's face it, Kevin Spacey.
Actor.
Yeah. Spacey's really fucking good. He's a great actor. I mean, he's a horrible human being, but he's a great actor. And I'm sure this movie will be good. Probably.
What if he does the entire trial in Francis Underwood's voice? It's like a Gaffney, South Carolina voice.
People would go nuts, dude. I think the jury would be on its side. Let's face it. Even the Johnny Depp thing, it was about performance. Mm. Johnny Depp was just a better actor than Amber Heard, and he won all the money for it.
Well, he also didn't shit on her bed. I think that helps. Like, if two people are arguing and one of them shit on somebody else's stuff, I feel like that person loses the argument regardless of whatever else happened.
Sure. Sure. But I can't wait to see how this shakes out. This will be fun, man. I hope this is televised.
I don't know. I don't. Are there witnesses? I don't understand how like this passed muster to even go to trial in the first place. Like usually you have to show something like this to a grand jury. Is this criminal or civil?
That's a great question.
There's no way it's criminal. Spacey's trial?
Yeah. If he's suing for $40 million and this is civil, so yeah.
Oh, yeah. So it says here that the trial will focus on Rapp's claims against Spacey of battery and intentional infliction of emotional distress but not sexual assault, which those charges were dismissed in June because they were brought too late. So they did age out, I guess.
Yeah.
Statute of limitations on those. But this seems like a criminal trial.
Yeah, and by the way, if you're just catching up with this, so in July, he did lose a suit for House of Cards, where he had to pay $31 million to the producers and the production of that because they shut it down. That one seems strange to me, only because it's like somebody's shitty behavior. Mm. That's not, I mean, that happens all the time in Hollywood. Like, you could sue a million people for that. Yeah.
Well, I mean,
you can't predict ratings and shit like that. Like, you can't. That one's a little wonky to me. Unless he was fucking people on set, you know, fucking dudes or something. But who knows? Super fucking strange. Mm-hmm. But this is a month of trials like this. Paul Haggis is up on a rape charge for a publicist in L.A. That one's going to trial. Weinstein is going back on trial in L.A. And then Danny Masterson. That's criminal, by the way.
That's criminal, and it's like there's a number. It's not just sexual assault. I think it's false imprisonment, kidnapping as well. Like the people think of kidnapping in terms of a movie where somebody drives up in a van and fucking pulls you into the van and drives away.
Right.
But let's just say I walk over to you and point a gun at you or a knife or have something or use.
You do that every day.
Let's just say for the sake of argument that I have done that. I'm like, you can't leave. Now I've committed a crime of false imprisonment, right? And then if I move you from one place to another, even if it's from that chair to that back room back there, now it's kidnapping, even though you're in the same building.
So Dan, when you don't say anything and put your gun on the table and look to the back room, and then I get up and go there.
Good luck in court, bitch. But no, that's kidnapping. And then if I ask for any kind of any money or anything of monetary value, that's 25 to life automatic.
Automatic.
Yep.
Blackout automatic. Yep. Catholic girls.
The point is, like, Masterson could have had a girl in his, like, you, he could have had a girl in his house and corner her. Like, what fucking Weinstein did isn't just sexual assault, it's false imprisonment as well.
Okay. Right?
So I don't know what all they're going to charge him with. We'll see, I guess, when this trial comes up. But if he were to like take her and move her to a second location, even if it's in the same room sometimes, that's considered kidnapping. So
I don't know why they continue on with the Weinstein trials and the R. Kelly trials. Because the R. Kelly one just came to a close, the second one in Chicago about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, like he's never getting out of jail,
right?
Dude.
So what's why the point? Spend the money on this?
I don't know. I mean, you should the taxpayers be footing the bill for peace of mind for the victims? Maybe. I don't know. I mean, I understand that, I guess.
Oh, for the victims? Yeah.
Because it does give them some kind of closure. But if I was the district attorney, instead of spending all that money, I would try to talk to that victim and be like, hey, he's in jail forever.
Yep.
Like, it may not be for your thing, but he's in jail forever because of that style of behavior. You should fucking feel good about that.
I think that's how a lot of the Cosby people felt before they totally fucked that up. Because Cosby didn't go to trial for everybody.
Yeah.
Like, Cosby went to trial for, like,
two.
I think it was three. Three women.
Yeah.
Dude, this Danny Masterson thing is wild, by the way. So after the accusations came out, of course, the Church of Scientology started going on offense. And one of his victims is currently married to the lead singer of Mars Volta.
Really?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's a band.
Rock band.
And anyway, they poisoned his dog.
They poisoned his dog?
The band?
Scientologists. Church Scientology.
Poisoned the band guy's
dog. They killed his dog.
Wow.
Man, you're trying to get fucking John Wick activated now. Better be careful, man.
Holy shit. God, it's super bizarre, man. That's really fucking bizarre.
So is the church on trial as well? Or
no, they're not on trial. They tried to. I'm not sure what the rule is on that, because I think, Bob, and you could fact check this, I think it happened at the church, at the one on Franklin. Yeah, the one on Franklin Boulevard.
I think some of them did, yeah. Okay. Well, it's also like the accusations are, I don't know what he's on trial for, but the accusations are, I don't know which instances, because they're like, it happened all the time.
Mm.
So I don't know which instances they're trying to specifically prove.
And then how do you prove that, I guess, unless there's DNA? Mm. But then again, there was no DNA in the Weinstein case. So I don't know. You're in a court of public opinion at that point, and good luck, especially in Hollywood, LA. Not a prayer he's getting out of that.
I don't know. I mean, well, Scientology is a pretty strong organization.
It is. And I'm sure they backed up the truck for his lawyers, right? And I'm sure he'll have the best of the best. But with the current environment that we're in, it's pretty much an open and shut case. Like, I don't think anybody cares anymore about facts. It's just like, all right, what did they do? Yeah, done. Do it. The only one that I'm shocked by that actually beat the system was Rittenhouse.
Yeah, that was interesting, especially after Chauvin, who, I mean, like, his behavior was fucked up, but there were people outside the courthouse banging on the fucking walls and shit. That one seemed like it should have been a mistrial, but yeah, I didn't think, I guess maybe it's just a lack of faith in the justice system, but I didn't think Rittenhouse was getting off.
Me neither.
I thought he would get something at least, but
I'm happy he didn't.
Yeah,
because he didn't deserve it, but I thought for sure, just because of what was going on at the time, and this is the same way I feel about this shit that's going on at the time. It's just, all right, we're in that moment right now. You're fucking guilty, dude. Throw them, like, you're good. Throw them away. So we'll see how this shakes out. But all of these are back to back, and it'll be interesting to watch, at least. And if you are watching the trials, hopefully you're watching them from a ghost bed, from ghostbed.com/drinkingbros to free luxury pillow. I held up one finger. Two free luxury pillows with a mattress at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. Finest mattresses in the land. And the pillows are just as goddamn good. And you can get them for 30% off with the promo code drinkingbros. Now, let's say you get that mattress and those two free luxury pillows. What else are you going to do? You're going to need some sheets for those mattresses, dog. And the sheets there are fucking awesome. They got this elastic band that goes around the whole mattress itself. It's kind of like wearing a pair of boxers, like the ones from Manscaped or Sean John or something like that. Like, it's got that elastic band on there that'll keep the sheets on the bed. in case you have those flimsy sheets that keep coming up on the corners. This won't happen to those. We got a cover right here in case you're doing some butt stuff that night. They got the weighted blanket, which will help you sleep during those super hungover mornings. You'll sleep for like 14 hours under that thing. And again, you can pile up the cart, pop in the promo code Drinker Bros, you get 30% off there. Now, if you want 40% off that bundle package, dog, you got to get the adjustable base and the mattress. Found my wife last night, waking up in the middle of the night, flipping on all the goddamn flashlights because the baby was up, and all she had to do was hit the remote control. She was like, I needed to see, and I was like, I understand it, and it lights up like a spaceship, and it's nice, but it woke me up last night. I'm not that happy about it.
It's super sad that you were inconvenienced by your infant.
It was, and I blame my wife for that. You know,
you shouldn't have to put up with that.
She should have got up faster, and she should have done it in the dark. She knows that daddy's going for fucking $2 million today.
Just get her. If we win the $2 million, you can get PVS 31s for like $15,000. Just buy her some night vision. Get her some night vision. It's also got a PDA that hooks up to it.
So perfect. Yeah. Perfect. If I catch the ball, Jesse, I'm going to put the night vision goggles on you.
She's just like, quick, quick,
quick, going up to get the infant. That'd be great for my sleep.
I'm sure it'll be great for the infant child's development as well. To see like just green boogeyman eyes coming through the fucking dark.
I'm sure she'll love it. At the bottom of the page at ghostbed.com/ringerbros, you're going to see a 60-month pay-as-you-go program. No interest as long as you have decent credit. All the deals that I mentioned are good with that. And you can walk out of there with a brand new bedroom set for about $25 a month. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. Next up, one of my faves, dietsmoke.com. Promo code drinkingbros is going to get you 20% off there on those Delta 8 THC gummies, dog. I finally figured this out, by the way, because, I mean, look, let's face it. There's THC in these goddamn things. They're just shipping weed through the mail. 10 milligrams a piece. It's the perfect medium high. If you're somebody like me who has a problem sleeping, I take one of these every single night. If you have a drug test out there, yes, you're going to piss hot because it's weed, homeboy. Mm-hmm. It's THC. But 10 is perfect for me. I'm a lightweight as far as like weed goes. These guys can smoke forever, all day long. I can't do that. I can only do it right before bedtime and then nai-nai, and it helps me sleep great. But if you're out there, you want to go to a movie or a concert or watch Netflix and enjoy your life, is there a better way to do it than on a 10 milligram THC gummy? But what everybody's doing is using these laws. It's in the way that you word it. And you're able to do it, which is great.
Well, it's like, we'll have to look it up sometime, but the molecule for Delta 9 THC is different.
Yeah, Delta 8 all of it, right? But as long as you put the proper wording on these packages, you can get away with it. Because a lot of people at home are like, dude, there's no way they're just shipping weed gummies to my house. Yes, they are. And they're phenomenal. And they come in this plastic jar. So if you're like us and you live in Texas and it's still 90 fucking degrees all goddamn week here, I think for like the next 8 or 9 days, we're in October, for Christ's sakes. Like, just can we be done with this? And let's say the delivery guy, you know, UPS or whoever drops this off at your house, they have sat out on my porch in the sun in the middle of the summer for 2 days when I was out of town. They came back. Nothing melted. Nothing was out of place. They all taste the same. I'm a huge, gigantic fan of them. They come in blue raspberry, watermelon. Try them both. And they usually run deals on their site. So I think I got 3 jars last time for $90. I took the promo code Drinking Bros off, so that was an $18. And they had another promo code on their end. That shit was like $70, dude. It was awesome, man. We're doing a joint thing with these guys in the future. I just saw the labels. I don't know when that launches. But order these right now and get them while you can. I don't know if the government will step in on this shit one day, but might as well get them while you can. They're awesome. Go to dietsmoke.com. Use the promo code DRINKINGBROS for 20% off there. That's dietsmoke.com. Promo code DRINKINGBROS for 20% off your Diet Smoke THC gummies. Let's go. Last but not least, we got the store. D'Anthony, you got the new hat on there.
Yep.
The Freedom hat is up. I've got the new hat on. This one just came in. Boom. This is a flex fit in the back. We've also got snapbacks. Pop that up. Just pop that whole page up right there, the main page. Bob. So when you go to drinkingbros.com, click on the store, and then you'll see apparel, headwear, glassware, hoodies. The Bro Box is on there. That comes once a month. That's got a one unique shirt every single month. Glassware. They'll never be available again. That'll go straight to your house on the first week of the month. We got a ton of stuff there. And since it is cooler in most of the country, just not here, those hoodies are out. We got the two-handed hogwash shirts and hoodies. We got everything. Store is stocked. And best of all, it goes straight to us. Nobody else gets any of that, D'Anthony, and no. It helps the show. So we're amped about that. I want to piggyback off of what we talked about yesterday with this Japan-North Korea thing. There was breaking news this morning that a missile exploded in South Korea on accident here.
Like a South Korean missile?
I'm trying to figure it out. It just came across. So Seoul's reprisal blows up after North Korean missile success. So what were they trying to do? Flex back to North Korea and be like, hey, we got missiles too? And then the fucking thing exploded?
Yeah, it says that the... Well, it wasn't just South Korea. It was ROK, like South Korea and U.S. They both fired two surface-to-surface missiles during the test. The one that the South Koreans fired, the Hyunmoo 2 missile, was carrying a warhead, but it didn't explode. That's not great. But there's a huge explosion afterwards. I don't know. Jared would really... He's a munitions expert, because that's kind of like his job, for those who don't know, in the military as a JTAC or TACP, or a member of TACP. It's like knowing all the types of ordnance.
Mm-hmm.
How to call in airstrikes, both like airstrikes and, I guess, in some cases artillery, but mostly airstrikes. What all the munitions are, how far away you have to be from them, how to target them and shit like that. All the GBUs that we have in America. He's pretty smart. I should ask him about this.
Yeah, because they were panicked in the city. Obviously, there's this huge explosion. I'm looking at the picture now. I don't know if you can bring it up, Bob.
I mean, the one that North Korea fired went 2,500 miles.
No shit.
Yeah.
God damn, dude. Yep.
Before landing, I don't know how far off the eastern Japanese coast, but it couldn't have been too far.
There it is. Yeah, pop that up on screen there, Bob. Look at this explosion down. So, I mean, whatever this was, fuck some shit up there.
Yeah, let's see what kind of... I'm not familiar with this weapon. Hang on. I'm sure Jared would be.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Either way, what they're saying today is that American officials are intensifying efforts to build a giant stockpile of weapons in Taiwan after all of this shit has been happening. Is that smart or not?
No, they're like, if you're trying to provoke a hot war with China, yeah, it's smart. Do you remember what happened? You're familiar with the phrase Cuban Missile Crisis, mm-hmm. right? Russians were trying to put missile silos in Cuba. And we blockaded Cuba, and we almost got into a fucking nuclear war over it.
Right.
No, it's not smart.
Okay. Because right now, what they're saying is, after studying recent naval and air force exercises by the Chinese military, that's what kind of beefed up the efforts here to stockpile Taiwan with all this shit. Doesn't sound great.
No, it sure doesn't. And we had, I think we had some beef with the Russians in the 80s as well about putting Jupiter missiles in Eastern Europe and shit like that. It's mm-hmm. it's why one of the concessions that NATO made after the wall fell was like, we're not going to move any farther to the east. Not one more mile to the east or some shit like that. I don't remember what the guy said.
Okay.
But yeah, that was why, because there was a dust up over that as well. I mean, you imagine Russia or China putting fucking missile silos in Mexico City pointed towards us. We would probably have something to say about that.
Oh, fuck yeah, we would.
Not to say that they're right and we're wrong or vice versa, but obviously that's a problem.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I read this article this morning. I was like, man, that doesn't seem great. That doesn't seem great with everything going on. And then whatever this test was, it's not great that North Korea can execute it and then we couldn't.
Yeah, that doesn't... Well, the U.S. munitions, I believe, behaved appropriately, but one of the South Korean ones didn't.
Oh, it did? Okay.
I think they fired four total, two each.
All right.
Based on that thing I read.
The other thing that's floating around the internet today is Tim Scott is hiring some people to get ready for a 2024 run. I'm assuming he's doing this to run as a VP. He doesn't think he can win the election, but it's certainly, you got to jump in, right? That's what you kind of have to do.
So DeSantis is running too.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Who said that?
He hasn't said it publicly yet, but I've heard from some people that he's already, like, well, I guess you could read it on, it's been in the news the last couple of days. He's been having all these mega donor parties and shit. So that, you don't do that unless you're getting ready to run.
Well, he got, well, here's what happened. So when he was shipping the immigrants, you know, to DC and New York and all that other stuff, he got, I think, $112 million. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was nuts. It was the highest. It set the record for most funding in one single day after that. So he's sitting on a treasure trove of money here.
Yeah.
He certainly could run if he wants to. I don't know if he wants to go against Trump or how that's going to shake out. Who knows? But
But
Tim Scott, this makes sense.
It maybe, yeah. I mean, what I've heard is that they're sorting through female candidates, but there are none that.
Nikki Haley's the one I can think of. But even her, she's hit and miss now in these interviews. I think she started off strong.
It's hit or miss, and I'm not sure they want to open up the details of some of these women's personal lives. I'm told that they are problematic in the same way that Marjorie Taylor Greene's, apparently, according to reports, is. Have you not heard
for Nikki Haley? No, I haven't heard.
For every, like, if you can rattle off, this is what I heard. I don't know.
Yeah, but yeah.
If you can rattle off the name of a fucking female Republican that could be a legit VP candidate, I'm told from some dudes that are working on campaigns that it's, when they're doing due diligence, they keep running into this stuff.
No shit.
Yeah.
And what is it on the side of?
Who, like, the fuck knows,
like,
man.
But is it like QAnon shit? Like, what's the thing that they're worried about? Chug and dong?
Yes. But I don't know if it's like, I don't know if it's like that whole Matt Gaetz situation. If we're, the Republicans and Democrats are in a fucking war right now.
Mm-hmm.
And if he was guilty of shit, I'm pretty sure he would be in jail, right?
Well, he's not. So, by the way, that got cleared up about 4 days ago. And they said that they're not going to press charges or do anything in that. And it just kind of went unnoticed.
Yeah, but yeah, they're not going to report the innocence, right? Or whatever.
No, not at all. Yeah, no.
But yeah.
This is the man Marjorie Taylor Greene cheated on her husband with.
Ah, no way. Is that the fucking dude? That's the gym trainer?
Yeah.
Let's go. Look at that guy.
What's he dressed for exactly? Is that his gym outfit?
That's just leg day.
He's dressed to steal your day. Woman is what he's dressed
wow,
to do.
Just to steal your girl. Look at those quads. Those are some Delco quads. Uh-oh. Is that him too?
There's nothing under
that. He looked black in the first picture.
Is he laying under on train tracks or something? What the fuck is he doing?
What are you talking about?
What?
He doesn't look black. Like the first few pictures?
Yeah, go back.
No, he just looks like a...
That's a white dude.
It's like a white
is
man.
Is it really?
It's a very white dude.
Man, I'm a little further away, dude.
I think you need to go to an optometrist.
It's not that. It looked like, doesn't that look like a powerful, like.
He looks like the classic white strong guy at a carnival.
Yeah. Like 1920 strong.
The guy with the hammer that's like hitting the thing to make the bell.
Keep going. Let's see this guy in the towel. Let's see this fucking hunk of man in the towel there. All right. So that, he clearly looks like a white man to me, but. And the others, not so much. Maybe it was the gold. When you're wearing an all-gold outfit like that, I mean, it really puts a tone on your skin, all right? Delco, you seem jealous of his quads, by the way.
I haven't said a single thing about his quads.
It's goddamn right, because you're in stunned silence staring at him right there.
Mm.
Look at that guy. You versus him, who puts up more squatting?
I don't know.
Dan.
The guy is literally a fucking... personal trainer, and he looks like that.
Yeah.
So he's probably squatting like 600 pounds.
Probably. Look at that. Look at that cock. Look at that cock underneath that towel.
He's not putting more than 450 on the bar.
I don't know. He's kind of tall, so he may not be able. His knees may not be able.
Yeah,
to handle
that's what I'm
that
saying. Like,
is that a Shazam towel? Is that a Aladdin? Who is that on the towel? Is it Aladdin?
This is an Indian god, a Hindu god. So I'm thinking this is some Kama Sutra shit. He's on a Kama Sutra campout.
Shit! Pop that up one more time for
probably
the audience.
Spiritual fucking.
Yeah, look at that. Pop that up one more time.
Like, this guy probably listens to Aubrey Marcus's podcast.
Look at that fucking hog on that
guy. He may have been on the show, to be honest.
Look at the hog on that guy, man. You can see it, Bob. Right underneath the
ponytail.
So
you can see a tiny indention, but you can't tell the ethnicity of this man.
This isn't even the best cockpit. I mean, you can see not that one. Yeah, you get a pretty good shot right here.
There you go. That's a real John. He's laying the fucking wood, dude.
John Hamm kind of situation.
Man. All right, I understand. What did her ex-husband look like, the one that she's getting divorced from? Let's compare then. Let's see what this guy's fucking slanging. What kind of meat stick is this guy slanging at the kebab shop? He looks like a normal dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, pop him up, though. Damn it, man.
This guy never had a chance.
No, sure didn't. Look at that. Damn it, man. His wife got famous. She's all over the news.
Well, this started before. This was like 2012, I believe, is when they said that affair started.
Really? So
years before she was.
Oh, she's been porking him since 2012?
Yeah, like I don't remember where I read it, if it was Page Six or some dumb shit like that, or TMZ maybe, but it was somebody was detailing how it's been going on forever and the husband even knew about it and shit.
Oh, really?
Or something. I don't remember exactly how it went down. But.
Do you even let your wife work out with a dude like that, a personal trainer? I say no on that. Hire a fucking woman.
I wouldn't feel good about it.
No.
I wouldn't feel good about it. Oh, you're going to this guy again?
Isn't this your third workout of the day?
I'd feel fine about it. Look at that dude. If you're losing your wife to that dude, there's something wrong with
but
you.
Show
Here's
the-
your shit together.
Maybe that was a Halloween pick. We don't know. Maybe it was Halloween at Gold's Gym or Planet Fitness.
It looks like he's coming out of a...
A gay rave.
With to-go food.
Yeah.
And like, he's wearing sandals as well, or slides. So I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Maybe he tried out his own gym pant company for a little bit, and he made the wrong decision on those. It looks very ABBA. Looks very 1970s ABBA. You'd be fine with your lady working out with that guy, Giorgio?
Completely.
Not pumped.
If I lost a lady to this man, there's like major checks I need to have in my manhood.
Boy.
That's a fair point, but at the same time, like this guy, I mean, no shame. Like he's in the personal trainer game to fuck wives.
Oh, so, yes, dude.
You know what I mean? Like he's not there. Your wife's fitness is of no concern to him.
Fitting his dick in her mouth is what he's doing.
He's putting 16 ounces of semen inside of her at the end of that workout. Man, that sucks. That sucks. But for Marjorie Taylor Greene, this is on brand. This couldn't be more on brand if he had a Q shaved into his chest.
Yeah.
Which is amazing, isn't it? And she's going to be back. Is she up for re-election this year?
Yeah, she's a congresswoman, so every 2 years she's up.
No shit.
Yeah.
God, if she wins and Herschel Walker on the same night, what a magical night for Georgia, right?
Yeah, No.
That's my home state.
But there's no
Marjorie Taylor Greene and Herschel Walker.
Well, she's not the other senator, but I don't know who she's running against.
A congressman, but
I don't know who she's running against. But Warnock is definitely as crazy as Herschel Walker, but I'm not sure that anybody is as crazy as Marjorie Taylor Greene. You know what I mean?
Well, it's tough. I would put Omar and maybe AOC. Well,
yeah, but they're like when I say crazy, like they're. Political beliefs specifically are fucking stupid.
Sure.
But crazy. You know what I mean? Talking about Jews creating starting forest fires with space lasers and shit.
So that's not true?
It could be, to be honest, right? I don't know. They're pretty busy running all the banks and shit, but.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
She's running against a vet, actually.
Veterinarian?
Yeah. Marcus Flowers. Don't know anything about him.
All right.
He's a horse surgeon, I think. Yeah.
He was in the Army 94 to 2003, worked as a contractor with the State Department and DOD.
Right. So you know he's trustworthy.
Is he a Democrat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's gonna lose. She's not running against another Republican.
He's going to lose. Well, some of these states have those weird, like Alaska's one of them where you just kind of keep running against the same person in your party.
Because there's seven people in Alaska.
Yeah. But I think, did Georgia just redraw their districts as well?
Most people did. Texas redrew. I think because.
But who was in charge of it in Georgia?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know what the composition of the state legislature is, but it could be. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Who knows? It's one of those things, though, where it's like I think a lot of these people from these small districts are just amped that it's like, they'll vote for Marjorie Taylor Greene just to tell people. They're like, where do you live? Some slapdick town in Georgia, whatever it is. I'll be like, oh, I've never heard of that. And then their follow-up is, do you know who Marjorie Taylor Greene is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's my town. It's oh, like, fuck. Oh, all right. Yeah.
Isn't that kind of like getting a shitty tattoo just for the lulls? Like,
yeah.
That shit's forever, man.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Not sure if you want to apply that logic to your political decisions.
And you can go back and see butterfly tattooed on Mike Eaton.
Oh, shit. Did he do that on air the other night?
Yeah.
Was it a butterfly with a stick of butter?
Yeah. It's a
butter with wings.
Fly.
Oh, wow. Wow. Wow.
So, you know, for the lulz, right?
Yeah, of course. Guess. Check out Highly Social. Did he do it on his podcast?
Live on air? He did it on the podcast.
Oh, that's great. That's fucking
one of my buddies has dick butt tattooed on his ankle.
Dick butt?
Yeah, have you never seen dick butt?
No, what's dick butt?
I'm sure we could show this. If not, just put it up on the little screen.
Yeah, let me see the dick butt. I haven't seen the dick butt.
It's just one word, dick butt.
Yeah. No hyphen?
Nope. Combine the two words and hit image.
All right. Let's see. What do we got
here? It's just some dumb cartoon that some idiot drew for some reason 1,000 years ago. I don't know why it's so funny, but it's really funny. It's a dick with legs.
With a butt, yeah.
And then it's got a butt, and then there's another dick in the butt.
You can show that.
Coming out of it, not like into it.
Yeah.
So he's got this tattooed on his ankle.
Whoever drew this is better than that other artist we showed in RPR the other day.
The 10-year-old kid is a fucking genius, dude.
As genius as this person.
Come on, man.
This looks like MS Paint, so I don't know if any genius has ever used MS Paint to paint, make a picture before.
All of them did.
No, I don't know that they did, Giorgio. This is a fucking lie. Last but not least here, people are raging online. Scooby-Doo, the next iteration of it. They've made Velma gay.
I was under the impression, and I don't, like, I'm not even kidding, that she was always gay.
I think a lot of people
were. I kind of always got that. I mean, pull up a picture of Velma from the original cartoon and put it on screen, and you tell me if that's a straight woman.
So now Velma is officially a lesbian, according to Variety, in the new Scooby-Doo film, and they tried to make her more explicitly gay.
Who cares? I mean, she looks like Liz Lemon in high school.
Yeah.
They made her less gay in the live action.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they tried to make her hot.
Yeah, she was hot. Now,
she was hot. I've always thought Velma was the hottest one.
It's off-putting to me.
That's not how it should go in the cartoon.
It's the tits. She's always had huge tits.
Yeah, well, you get Linda Cardinelli to play her. She's going to be hot.
Bravo. Know? I thought that was a great cast.
Yeah, it was.
It was great.
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Matthew Lillard.
Lillard, that's it, yeah.
He played
and then, of course, Freddie Prinze Jr.
Yeah.
I don't know who did Scooby's voice. Was it Vin Diesel, like Groot?
No, I think it might have been the guy who's played Scooby forever and ever and ever. Yeah. I think
that was Casey Kasem, wasn't it?
Oh, shit.
No, Casey Kasem did Shaggy.
Shaggy, that's right.
Oh, so who did...
Scoob!
Yeah.
Yeah, who voiced Scooby-Doo, like back in the day, not just now?
The guy did it forever, man. I remember that. But there's a lot of people that are raging online that they're just like, why do you have to be gay to solve murder mysteries?
I understand, like, not wanting to groom kids and blah, 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 and people don't want to have conversations with their kids about this stuff. That makes sense to me because sexuality is, like, it's, I don't know, it's a personal decision for parents and when and how to talk about that shit. And, you know, it just ruins the cartoon for like 40% of people because they just I don't think people are anti-gay or anything. They just don't want to talk to their 5-year-old about that shit. You know what I mean? But this one kind of does make sense, at least. Like, it doesn't make sense that fucking Superman's going to be gay or Captain America's going to be gay now. Like,
That's
a complete non sequitur.
Is that real?
I think in one of the spin-off comics.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be gay, yeah.
Like, that's a complete non-sequitur.
He looks gay,
though. But, you know, the difference is with Captain America, there's been a bunch of different Captain Americas, right, in the comic series. It's just the two guys so far, I think, in the MVU, but...
Is it really so much of a stretch to think a naval seaman is gay now in Captain America?
He was in the Army, my man.
I know, but, like, we can rewrite that.
I guess, yeah. Well, so...
Is that much of a stretch, to be honest?
So the new guy... what the fuck's his name?
Anthony Mackie?
Yeah, his name in or his superhero name? I don't remember.
Falcon, yeah.
He's Air Force, so I guess you could do a Navy one. Or a Marine Corps one, which is like super gay but hates the fact that he's gay, which is a whole other situation.
That's two movies right there.
Yeah.
You could just have a whole gay universe of these dudes fucking each other.
And if anyone's solving a mystery, it's the lesbian with glasses and the oversized sweater.
Oh, yeah. She's Holly Hobby, man.
Yeah.
She's fucking solving the mysteries.
What's the other one? Nancy Drew, yeah. That's she's some nerdy fucking kid that happened to get big teeters later in life.
Yeah. God bless Linda Cardellini. Dude. She really, she's done it for years and years. What, are Bloodline?
Are those natties?
Yeah, they're natties, dude. They're natties.
I don't know about
and
that.
And they tried to have her blacklisted, too.
For what?
She was dating Jason Segel for like 6 or 7 years. So forgetting Sarah Marshall is about her. That's their relationship.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't feel like...
That's what I heard.
I don't feel like Sarah Marshall was the villain in that movie. He was a fucking loser. Right? I mean, that was the, that's the movie. He's a loser, and he's just sitting around the house eating fucking cereal and shit all the time.
I guess, but she was in Freaks and Geeks. Mm-hmm. She was in all the Apatow stuff, and she really found a way out of it because it was like, all right, well, how do you get out of that world? She ended up doing ER in like season 12, and it was fucking awesome. And then everybody saw that, and then she got Bloodline, and then all the other shit. And yeah, she pulled herself out of that.
Wasn't she in
she's always been hot.
One of the seasons of Mad Men as well? Like the fifth?
Yes,
fifth
I believe so. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's great. Mm-hmm. She's a great actress. But seeing that, I think that's what made me think, all right, Velma's the hottest one for me.
Well, it looks like...
I'm not a Sarah Michelle Gellar guy. I'm a Linda Cardellini guy.
If I'm seeing this, if this image is what I think it is right here, it seems like... the other, who's the other female character? What's her name?
Daphne.
Daphne. It looks like Daphne is a black woman with white hair.
No. Really?
Yeah.
They switched that up too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is, I mean, whatever. It's just fucking House of the Dragon. Yeah, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
They really, honestly, like, just to fuck with everyone, they should do that and then also make Scooby a cat.
I think they should make...
Like, just be like, we're just making everything. Like, it's just make an entirely different movie. And I actually don't care to do this. Like, just make a movie that has nothing to do with it and just call it Scooby-Doo.
It would be funny.
Or they're committing the crimes, too.
Yeah, well, yeah, they're bad.
People like, have to find them.
This version of them is fucking bad. Like, whatever, dude. Just go full.
They're
go
all
full.
Serial killers.
That's the end game we're on, essentially, is where you're making entirely... original stories, but you still have to put an IP title on it to get people to see it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Top Gun, but it's just, but it's nothing to do with the Air Force or anything like that. You just have to present, it's like National Lampoon's, right? It's Top Gun Presents, and then it's just like an indie film.
I mean, if they want to do gay versions of superhero movies, it would be really funny to have like the Fortress of Solitude or whatever, and all the superheroes are meeting up there, but it's all dudes and they're all gay.
Yeah.
And they never like... They're like, hey, man, we got to go stop this thing. It's like, fucking Derek's back there sucking dick again.
Man, he won't stop chugging dong.
That would be really funny.
That would be awesome.
If you're going to do shit like this, make it funny at least.
I don't think we're too far off. I think this is going to happen eventually. by the way, Top Gun, 4 months in a row in the top 10 of the box office, which is incredible.
They may just leave that in the box office into perpetuity, to be honest.
So there's not... Here's what's happening. So if you're out, because I've got kids and they like to go see the movies, there's not a lot of movies out. I think I've seen Super Pets now fucking 3 times, and it's not great, but it's the only movie that's pretty much out for children right now until this weekend. I think because of COVID, all these movies were pushed and then some of them weren't shot. That's why you're going to see a massive gap in theaters right now. Top Gun could go on until the end of the year in theaters. And I think my son told me it's on streaming already.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it is. What? Mm-hmm.
I think it's on Amazon Prime, and I think it's like $20. Hold on, let me look.
Oh, you got to pay for it. I didn't know if they put it up for free.
No. Honestly, okay. I go to the movies so infrequently, and everything looks so shitty that if I went out to the theaters in 3 weeks, and like we couldn't decide what to go to, I'd be like, oh, fuck, Top Gun's still here? Yeah, fuck, let's just see that.
Same, it's great. It's great. Wait till your kid gets a little older, though. You'll go all the time. Especially when it's...
I can't wait. That sounds great.
It is. And when it's 118 degrees out... it's nice to sit in a cold air-conditioned theater in recliners and then have food and margaritas delivered right to your fucking face.
The cost is down now, so it's $4.99 to rent, and then probably $5.99 to rent in HD, I think.
Okay.
I think it's usually a dollar more, right?
That's not bad. One of those movies, though. I rarely say this, but you definitely should see that in theaters.
Well, the first while, it was like, I think, $20 or $25 just to rent it. But that was in the early, like the first part of the release.
Right, right. Makes sense. But yeah, it made another $1.3 or $1.4 million.
I heard Scientology got a new building because of it.
Maybe.
They're going to name it the...
I'm sure they got 5 new buildings out of it. That movie's grossed close to $1.5 billion now worldwide. And it's, I think, number 3 of all time.
The Maverick Center for Emotional Wellness.
It passed Avengers, that last Avengers movie, and Titanic and all that shit.
Yeah, unfortunately, well, I guess not unfortunately, but the next Avatar movie comes out, what, in December, or is it November?
No, they actually moved it up. I think it's...
November, maybe?
Yeah. Bob, when's the new Avatar coming out?
No, Avatar is re-released in theaters.
Oh, the original. Okay.
No. Avatar 2 Way of the Water is being released December 16th.
It is, but what Delco's saying is they re-released the first one because it had been so long. And
yeah, when was that? Like
2010?
Fuck. Oh, my God.
12 years ago, yeah. Wow.
That's a long time.
When's the new one come out? Is it Christmas?
16th of December.
16th of December. Okay.
That's the big Christmas movie. I don't know. Usually Lucasfilms puts out something every Christmas, too. I don't know what they have. They just released a new series on Disney Plus. It's one of the characters from the Rogue One movie.
All right.
It's a series now, but I don't know. Usually they have a fucking movie that comes out in December.
Milking that franchise, aren't they? My God.
Well, dude, they paid $4 billion for it. They got to get their money back.
They've more than made their money back at this point.
People buying Baby Yodas.
Oh, yeah, they're sold out. There was, what was it, when did that Baby Yoda thing come out? 2 years ago?
Yeah.
My kid wanted it, and I couldn't get that fucking thing anywhere. Amazon, nowhere.
And I don't think kids were even watching the show.
They weren't.
They just saw, like, Baby Yoda on YouTube and shit.
You're right.
Wanted to buy the stupid thing.
My kid has never seen one episode, and that was the only thing he wanted. And I had to go through, like, the Craigslist to get that fucking thing, dude.
So. You got like a baby Yoder. It's like a knockoff. He's got a wobbly eye or some shit. Wonky eye.
You do what you have to as a parent, bro.
There is not a new Star Wars movie coming out this year. 2023 is the next release date.
Thank God.
And what is it?
Thank God.
Another trilogy, I guess. I don't know.
God.
Oh, really?
I'm all good on all
that. What time period is it in?
I don't know, man. They're just they're making a lot of great Star Wars stories on TV. But those last three movies were so fucking
bad. Who's the director for this one?
It was originally slated to be Patty Jenkins, but she left.
That's right. I do remember that.
And so now I don't even know who's doing it now.
I don't think Swingers is getting back involved in the film part. I think he's just doing series now.
Jon Favreau?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he's done three series, I think, on Disney Plus. But it's not like he needs to. I think he's fucking just bored, right?
Yes, he doesn't need the money at all.
Because he's got to have...
Super rich.
After directing... How many Marvel movies did he direct? 8, I think?
He only directed Iron Man and Iron Man 2, but he...
I think he's a producer,
He's a
though,
producer on everything. Like, he's like an EP on everything.
He's got more money than Jesus. Yeah. Like, he doesn't need it at this point, unless he's just bored. And, like, I can tell you this. If he wasn't going to do that movie... It wouldn't be surprising because that's your life for a year and a half. Yeah.
I like that. I like that he made his money and just kept doing fun shit and didn't try to do some indie.
It's
so exhausting, dude.
Yeah.
Have to pretend like
exhausting indies.
The one he did, though, he did do one indie maybe 5 or 6 years ago called Chef.
Oh, yeah, that was
and
good.
And it was really fucking
that
good.
Was,
it was about a food truck.
No, that's... Was that really that long ago?
Yeah. Longer, probably.
Or I'm sorry, that recent. I thought it was in like 2010 or something.
It might
shit.
Have been.
2014.
2014, yeah. Well, yeah. But that was a great film. That motherfucker doesn't miss, dude. He doesn't miss. What were you going to say, Georgia?
Triangle of Sadness is coming out.
What's that?
It's going to be the best movie of the year.
What is it?
It's Neon's next production.
Okay.
Woody Harrelson is the captain of a super mega yacht.
Okay.
And it's kind of in modern times. Like, it's how a captain deals with like influencers and male models and things.
Neon doesn't miss, and so does A24. They pump out great films. So, yeah.
They're the best in the business right now.
Well, yeah. Them and A24, man, I agree.
So he was.
I agree. Klain's movie was bought by Neon, by the way, at Sundance.
He was the showrunner on The Mandalorian, but he's only an EP and all this other stuff, including The Chef Show, which is the documentary thing that he did.
Yeah.
After the movie. But it's not the same, but...
Well, kids, we're going to get out of here. Go for Aaron Judge's home run record. Hopefully it is not 62. Hopefully it is 63 or 64.
69.
Today. Dude, imagine if he hits 7 today and just gets that up to 69. And that's the all-time record. That'd be the best. You're going to need 7 at-bats to get there. Yankees got to put on a show. Doubt that's going to happen, obviously.
18 innings.
But it would be great to catch the last one. Now's the drinking bro of the week. We made fun of this guy at the top of the show, Corey Yeomans, or Yeomans, however you pronounce it. We're making fun of you because we're jealous, my man. What an amazing life, you fuck. I hope you sell the ball. I hope you get all the money and enjoy your hot wife, all right? But... Please.
Guy's doing it.
Yeah, he's doing it. I don't want him to think, if he listens to the show, hey, dude, why did you guys fucking rip on me? It's not that at all, dude. You have a great life, and that was an amazing catch. Congratulations. We hope to do the same here in just a few hours. Thanks for tuning in. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, go to Spotify, and then just click a 5-star and walk away. There's no review there in the process. It really is all the advertisers care about. They don't give a shit about anything else. Damn it. So please do it. It really helps us. And we'll be back at it tomorrow. We're just going for a quick trip. It's in Dallas. So we'll be back tonight. So we'll be on the network for a full slate of shows in the morning. Hopefully you see me on television catching the ball tonight. For D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros Podcast. Good night, everyone.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.